Yes, I am, by Norman Grubb. Chapter 43, Body Healing. Faith also influences my attitude toward my physical health. Our bodies, especially when sick, are very real to us. We cannot help being body-minded. The immense appeal of any healing ministry, naturally, is the hope of a body healing. And we know that as in the days of Jesus there were wonderful healings, so also there are today. Some people have and use the healing gifts, which Paul mentioned, among the gifts of the Spirit. But Paul did plainly warn us all that our bodies are not to be redeemed until the resurrection. We ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. Romans 8:23. Only about our bodies did he say that we are saved in hope, and hope that is seen is not hope. Verses 24. In everything else, we walk by faith and may experience immediate deliverances, but our outer man perishes, and the majority of us have body infirmities of some kind, whether eyes, teeth, ears, or elsewhere. So we can easily be very body-minded. But I find the answer to this in the fact that I am not a body person, but a spirit person tabernacled in my body. Therefore, whatever my body condition, I keep reminding myself that I am in God's eternal life and in perfect spirit health. And that's the real health. Then when I have some attack of sickness, I first accept it as from God, for all is always from Him, and therefore He means me to be like that for the moment. I do not put a desire for physical healing first, but I see myself in Christ's eternal health and praise Him, though that's not easy when you're in pain. But then I can also rely on Paul's words in Romans 8:11. That the Spirit of Him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in me and shall quicken our mortal bodies. And I can enlarge that from shall quicken to does quicken, for He does dwell in us. So I take body quickening for granted and look also for healing. I take what medical remedies are available, but I am inwardly maintaining my position of being in God's health. As we do this, I, along with many others, we have proved both the quickenings and body healings. Yet not always. There are those who are not healed, and though they long for it, and may be experiencing questionings and travail, they accept their condition as from God. Usually they have to fight the battle of faith in refusing condemnation from those who say that they lack faith or they would be healed. That is good for them because it gives them experience in not taking questionings about their faith from man, for they learn to have the inner peace which comes only as we hear God's voice, and that gives light and assurance. Then Christ is magnified in them as they still praise Him and adjust their lives to ministering His love to others. When requests for prayer are asked for in a meeting, the majority given are for people in their sick condition, in the hospital, and so on. It would be good if such requests were channeled into prayers that the sick ones should be praising the Lord in their sickness, so that those around them might see the victory of faith. Then the prayers for the physical healing would only be secondary, and that is proper. End of chapter 43.